Thursday marks the one-year anniversary of the 5.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Mineral, Virginia that rocked the region. It was the largest quake east of the Rocky Mountains since 1897, felt across more than a dozen states and into Canada. And 1 year later, structural damage repairs are still being made. Joining us live, Dr. Wayne Clough, Secretary of the Smithsonian. Appreciate you being with us this morning. There have been a lot of aftershocks along a fault line since that big earthquake. What do we know about this fault line and what it could do for us in the future?
Well, it's obviously a remnant of some plate tectonics effect, but it's what we call an intraplate boundary. So it's not usually as active as you would find on the where the plates are actively moving against each other, but it's there, and it is generating earthquakes. And as little as 3 weeks ago, they had a magnitude 2.0 on that fault line.
So if a comparatively small quake, at least compared to what we see on the West Coast at times, can leave us, you know, repairing the National Cathedral and the Washington Monument for the next 10 years, are we really vulnerable around here to a bigger quake?
Yeah, well, I think, our friends in California had a little bit of a good time with our earthquake because they experience earthquakes of that magnitude relatively frequently. But the fact is earthquake waves travel easier and further on the East Coast than they do out there where their rock is all ground up because they're on a plate boundary. So our concern is actually with a smaller earthquake because it can travel further and can cause more damage on a wider area than it might occur out in California.
And I guess the buildings around here really weren't engineered with earthquakes in mind, were they?
Well, they were. There are earthquake codes for all of our buildings. Usually wind loads are the dominant factor for buildings back on the East Coast. But in certain areas, particularly around Charleston, where they've had a lot of earthquake activity in the past, the earthquake codes are pretty high, and in fact, the earthquake codes were upgraded here in the Washington, D.C. area about 30 years ago. So buildings designed to those codes are in pretty good shape, and we saw that at the Smithsonian, where we have our buildings that go way back as well as some that are much more recent. And the buildings designed to the new codes perform quite well.
Now, you are known as Secretary of the Smithsonian, but you are an earthquake engineer, so to speak.
In another life, yes. I practiced civil engineering for a long time, and a lot of that specialty was in earthquake engineering, traveled all over the world visiting earthquake sites and trying to prevent damages from earthquakes.
So knowing how the earthquake waves, as you mentioned, the shock waves travel in this part of the country, what keeps you up at night when you think about earthquakes here?
Well, what I worry about is obviously the safety of the people and the response of the people. When we had our earthquake back a year ago, what I noticed in the castle was an awful lot of people ran out of the building, which is the wrong thing to do. You really want to find a nice, safe place within the building to take care of yourself and get the earthquake over, and then you can leave the building safely. They're all, especially older buildings, have gargoyles and fenestrals and little ornamental pieces on buildings that can fall off of buildings. You've got to be careful about that.
Good advice, Dr. Wayne Clough, Secretary of the Smithsonian.